from WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge. This is Louisiana's Prescription, Bayou State Answers to Health and Health Policy. Between Essen, Bluebonnet, Perkins, and I-10 in Baton Rouge, there's a whole bunch of health clinics and medical facilities, including Our Lady of the Lake Hospital, Baton Rouge General, the Baton Rouge Clinic, and Pennington Biomedical. Chances are you'll get stuck in traffic when you drive through that corridor. The Baton Rouge Area Foundation has set out to create a health district that would not only mean you sit through fewer traffic lights, but that healthcare is delivered more efficiently. Wallace Watkins reports.
John Spain, Executive Vice President of RAF, suggests that the medical corridor today operates in silos.
We have some of the best facilities in healthcare, but they are largely independent organizations that don't work together very well. In fact, they are competitors at times.
He says the idea is to get these institutions working together on issues like obesity.
Can we take Pennington's basic research, expand the clinical trials that we do there, and then actually create something new, a National Diabetes Obesity Center, that is the vehicle where we bring everybody in the medical corridor together around a single issue?
Our Lady of the Lake CEO Scott Wester explains that sort of connectivity could also address the strain on emergency rooms, which Baton Rouge residents use to a greater extent than the national average.
And let's say Scott Wester has been visiting the emergency room 6 times, but I might have used 3 different emergency rooms. We might not have identified them internally as a frequent flyer, but as an aggregate, they are.
In other words, hospitals within the health district could begin to share patient information. The final plan for the Baton Rouge Health District will be delivered to BRAF in January 2015. Wallace Watkins, WRKF News.